Hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
My energy's up because the chat has got... Super Overpower Princess has got...
Just call me the OGOP. I'm joking. I'm joking. No.
You need a shortening, girl. OP Princess has OP news princess. To tell me. I'm Chairway. This is OP Princess, and this is the CU Show.
Actually, it's Overpowered...
Yeah, so I'm going to show it to OP Princess because...
No, I don't want to change it to Princess, please. Please don't make me do that. It's Overpowered Every Day. OP Every Day.
OP Every Day. That's not my Insta. My Insta is really Aphrodite.
You need to see her side eye. Fucking disgusting. How dare you? Who the fuck do you think you are?
My Insta is Rosie Aphrodite. It's very straightforward. It's not even...
Mine is just OP, overpowered, every day.
And I feel like you're trying to be side to me, but you're not.
I mean, inside I am. Oh my God, I saw something dope the other day. I saw...
The one on your Insta?
Yeah, that's the one. Whoever did that, yeah, shout out to you, because so there was Superman, what's the guy from The Boys? Oh, what's his name?
I haven't watched The Boys.
Oh, crap. And then the one from Invincible.
Yes.
The Superman version in The Boys and the one from Invincible, they're having this conversation and Superman's like, yeah, Superman's like, so you're from this place and you're an alien, you can fly, you can do this, so you're kind of like a ripoff, innit? He was like, no, I'm not. And then he was like,
I'm made from a test tube, so how can I be you? Is that what you're...
Homelander, his name is Homelander. Homelander was like, look, the guy from Invincible was like, how about him? He was like, no, I was made from a test tube. So, I mean, clearly, I'm a copy of something.
Not you. Not you.
Oh, that literally gave me a big laugh last night. And I just, I don't know, it makes me so happy. I think someone called at Ace Vane, at A-C-E-V-A-N-E. He creates little ones like these. I think I've seen the one he did with Batman. That one's funny too. If you go on his page, like if you go on the thing, he's been mentioned on the thing. He's right there. Oh, and then the Saitama at the end who just punches them like once. And that was the end. Like, excuse me, once I saw Saitama, I was like, oh, shit's about to go. Wapad. Nothing beats the first season at the moment anyways, I think.
Oh yeah, I watched the second season. It wasn't as great as I was...
Well, I think that's because, like, at the end of it, they had that thing. Bring it closer. I can't hear it, so you can bring it closer.
Okay. I just didn't want, like, the mic movement to be, like...
Bring it closer. Closer.
This is how it was beforehand, in the first recording.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyways,
Okay, back to the news. So I'm getting my first vaccine next week. I'm getting a Pfizer one. That's what the NHS has said to me in my letter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm fully vaccinated, mate.
You are?
Yeah.
When were you fully vaccinated?
A couple of weeks ago. I should have been fully vaccinated since, like, April or, like, May or something. But I was working, so I couldn't go. Or, like, they weren't able to get me on the phone to book the second appointment. So
my GP has booked me to do at the, what's it called? A pharmacy. The pharmacy they're linked to on the weekend.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So I'm going, so both my vaccines are going to be on a Saturday, so I don't have to book time off.
Off. Oh, yeah. Nice. I had my second one. I had to go after work.
That's too much of a rush for me.
Yeah. like, literally, my appointment was the last one of the day, because that's how long it takes me to get from work home every day. I do, like, 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Journey. Yeah. And then I get home. I'm... I am tired. I just want to stay in bed and just chill. But obviously, I can't do that. Yeah, anyways.
Well, come October, when I'm fully vaccinated, we can go on holiday to a green country.
You know, I think we should go to Greece, because my sister went to Greece without me, that little bitch.
You want to go to Greece?
Yeah, we can go to Greece. We can go to Greece now. Oh, but, okay, you have to quarantine.
I have to quarantine.
Yeah.
I don't want to quarantine, because I just want to...
You're working life. From home anyway!
I know I'm working from
you're
home.
Working from home. And, like... You're not going to be going to the office anytime soon either.
We'll go back to the office in October.
Fully.
So they're doing they want to do a thing called hot. They want to do a hot seating thing.
Yeah.
So they want one day when a whole team's in, so they can do the full briefing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they want to do like alternative weekends. Okay. I would say alternative weeks. So some people come in 1 week and some people come in next week.
You keep coming in and out.
But I'm not moving that much, am I?
I don't know what the issue is, because I'm moving around now and it's okay.
So yeah, they want to do that, but the main focus is for people who want to work at home
to be able to work from home.
Yeah, yeah. Because the issue is that some people don't have the, even though they've had to endure it working from home now, some people
don't like it.
Yeah, some people want the option to go into the office when they can. And because we sold our building, so now I have to look for a new one. But the thing is, like, because we sold our building. We even if they did want to go back, like, we have nowhere to go back to.
Lol, that makes sense. So you have a smaller place now, then.
Looking for one, yes.
Oh, you're still looking?
We haven't bought a new building yet.
Oh, they're going to buy, not rent?
Either one.
So your company then works, it's a private company. Okay, got it. Because that was what I was thinking, but okay.
Anyway, this silence should be an indication to you.
I'm so sorry.
To cut their name out.
Yes.
So my company, they have contracts with us. So they can choose to... These individual people can choose to either have us do their finances or someone else do their finance. But we are the overarching branch of everyone.
Okay, so it's the big one.
Yeah, we're the main...
That you guys
are... Oh. We're the main ones. We're the main provider of finance. But each individual... So there's the parent company.
Do you know why, by the way? I want to steal your clients. I'm sorry. So you probably shouldn't tell me.
Rude.
Yeah. You probably shouldn't tell me. I don't want to steal your clients, not your clients.
Well, they all have extended their... As of April, they have all extended their contracts for five years.
How many do you guys have? All of them?
So we have... around 300 trusts in our...
How many are there?
I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, even if we only get one or two or three, because I'm trying to expand us in, like, to go towards more business-to-business rather than dealing with riffraffs. Not riffraffs. Our clients...
Individuals. Is the correct term.
Our clients are very... That. Anyways... Yeah.
My clients need the two.
I think I'd rather deal with that than deal with people who are entitled. Like, my clients, they're shady. Not shady, but my clients just, I don't want to talk about it because I might get in trouble, but I'll tell you out of this. Okay. I think you already know, to be honest.
Fair enough. I mean, with my clients, because we have a contract,
this is not a special. Oh my God. This is... Hi, guys. So, this is a film episode. So, we will be reviewing this week.
Ride or Die.
Yes, the Japanese adaptation of...
It's an adaptation?
Yeah, it's a manga adaptation.
Really?
Yeah.
You did a research. Look at you.
Yeah, I did.
Is the manga good?
I didn't read the manga.
Did you see reviews on
it? I didn't want to see the review before I watched it. And considering that I finished watching it yesterday, I did not want to see the review.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that part. I'll check it out later.
Yeah. So, what we going to start with? So, I have like certain criteria that I'd like to go
through. Would you like to do a synopsis first so people haven't watched?
Oh.
Ride or Die. Okay. You know, before you start your topic.
Okay, I'm just gonna load up. Ooh, this was fast. Charge my phone really fast.
Mine's done too.
It's on like 94%.
I'm now on 100. I guess you probably stopped charging it. Oh, that was loud.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't?
No, not on my side anyway.
Okay.
Okay, Dex. So, Ray helps the woman she's been in love with for years escape her abusive husband. While on the run, their feelings for each other catch fire. That's it? That's Netflix, that's it.
Let me check Google.
No.
That's rude. Doesn't do it justice.
No, it really, really doesn't. I mean, it's not like they can tell us what actually...
But even when I was trying to explain to you what it was about, I couldn't tell you
without spoiling it. So spoiler alert, it's just in case you don't know what this is about. We're about to literally narrate the entire story. So if you want to watch it by yourself, how would you describe it?
Well, Google says.
No. How would you describe your experience watching it? Like, what do you think? Like, if you wanted to tell someone to watch it before we do this review, what would you say to them?
I mean, what I'd say to them, it challenges your concept of boundaries in relationships. What I would say is, like, it challenges your perspective on relationships. It would make you question what you're actually willing to do for people and what
that you care about.
Yeah. And whether you even if you are willing to do those things, whether you should do those things.
Yeah. I think what I'll say is, if you're the type of person who likes a slow burner, a little bit of gore, a bit of deepness.
I don't think it was gore. I think it was just blood. You know?
Just blood. Yeah, just a bit of blood. If you get triggered easily, I would not recommend you watch this. But if you do want to watch it, just know that there are certain triggers that come in.
It does tackle abuse.
It does. Warning. Actually, we should have a warning, a trigger warning, because we will be talking about abuse and mental health. I will be talking about mental health.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much the main two things. And maybe sex, just in case you're a bit squeamish about stuff like that. Then, yeah. So if you like any of the things that I've just said, so a film about mental health, about LGBTQ,
yeah,
about LGBTQI. No, I'm just correcting myself. I don't remember. I don't know. About... love, friendship, yeah, but with a slow burn, I'll say to watch it.
Okay.
So if you like those things, then it's for you. But if you don't, you probably shouldn't. It took me 3 days to watch this.
I watched it in one go.
I couldn't do it.
It's not your kind of thing to watch.
No. It just pissed me off. The characters. They were moving mad. They were doing things and saying things that I did not understand. And I had to keep it. It's just normal, like, in the society that they are in. I had to keep reminding myself that this is not in your society. This is outside of your society. So, like, be a little bit more understanding.
What, in the Japanese society or just...
Just, I mean, in the context that the film is in, I didn't quite get the things that they were saying and doing to each other. Because
Okay, which scenes? Because you're very vague, I can't
address
right,
you. Yeah. Okay, so... Okay, I'm not going to go into it now because we need to do the intro first and then read your part, what you found on Google. We'll talk about it a bit later.
Her abusive husband is dead, killed by her lesbian friend who would do anything for her. Now they're on the run for their lives. That's it. That's what Google has to say for us.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear yourself?
Can I hear myself? In and out.
In and out.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to see if, I don't know, maybe, oh, I just think my voice is just loud. Okay, that's fine. Because I keep going higher than you. Say something.
Hi.
Okay, no, we're about the same. Okay, that's fine. I was just worried that maybe you might not become through, that's all. Okay, Dex. So, what's next?
What parts, you're meant to be answering a question, what parts did you question? You said the characters were annoying you.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
Let's start from the beginning of the film.
The beginning of the film.
How did you find the beginning?
The beginning is...
That was when they just showed her. She went to go kill someone.
Ah, she met the husband. They were in a restaurant. Well, they were in a bar. The husband was like, oh, I live not far from here. Let's go here. And she's like, oh, okay. They went. He thought he was going to get some bit of sexy time.
I mean, he did get sexy time. He did. He was in her.
Oh, okay. There was penetration, but it wasn't sexy time.
I mean, he didn't finish, but he got finished. Oh my god! Yeah, I thought that bit was kind of a mind. Because okay, now from a new watcher's perspective, I'm going in. I just see a woman. Meets a guy in the club. I'm like, oh, okay, what's going on? They're talking, they're getting along. Oh, nice. Mm. And then, boom, she's killing someone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, like, is she like an assassin? Like, what's going on?
But that's not every movie has to give you the full background story. Some of the stories...
I know. It's like, I was like, mad. It's okay. Keep going then. And don't you think that it was a bit too slow.
What, her killing him?
The whole just that beginning, that took about 20 minutes. It didn't have to be that long. We didn't have to hear the entire conversation that they were having.
Okay, but I feel like in that process, it's meant to be, I can't remember properly. It's been a week since I watched it, I just say. Didn't they do like, an internal monologue where he was speaking, but we didn't hear him speaking. We're just hearing her thoughts.
They did that?
Yeah. In that, and she was contemplating whether or not she should do it. Because she, even though she'd agreed, she hadn't committed the act of murder yet.
Yeah. She
was still contemplating it.
Mm.
And then when in the car, they do the same thing again. He's talking, but we don't really hear his voice. We just hear her thoughts when she's like, I'm going to do this for her because I love her. I can't to see her like this, but we don't know what she's talking about yet.
Oh right, yeah. I just thought that, you know, you have a good point,
because that part was, I mean, it might be slow, but it needed for her characterization.
Yeah, that's true.
Because when later on in the episode, they do a flashback to what to how they got to that point.
The flashbacks also kind of got on my nerves.
So they did a flashback, and that explained why we were seeing her internal monologue and why we got to the point where we got to. So that part was needed for characterization, I feel.
And then we meet the friend.
Yes.
She's like, oh, it's done. You can call the police or something, but the friend doesn't. I think she was going to jump, wasn't she?
Mm.
I think she was going to jump, and then she met the friend came to meet her on the bridge before, and then they ran away.
Yeah.
And then the film is basically them on that journey.
Yeah.
What did you think about how they met?
In their childhood?
Because after when they go on the run, they then take it back to when they actually planned, when what happened, and when she called Ray to come to her at the hotel.
So we're not talking about her childhood. We're talking about them in the prep.
Let's skip that. After they drive off, the film goes to them deciding to kill her husband. Like the other lady, I keep forgetting her name.
So the characters are Ray. So Ray's the one who killed the husband.
Yeah. What's the other one?
Nane.
Nane. Yes. Nane calls Ray to meet her in a hotel, and then she gets naked. And I was like, what's going on? And then
that's not how it happened.
The little thing.
So that's not directly how it happened. She didn't get naked randomly when you're putting it
to
out.
To me, that's what it seemed like. So maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Ray went to the hotel, they started talking, they started drinking. Then Nani was like, I'm ready to do it because I know you've loved me all this time. And Ray was like, are you sure? And then they kiss, and then she's like, no, don't do this. And then Ray was like, oh, okay. And then she was like,
what's that? Because she saw the thing.
Yeah. Because she was touching her, and then she was wincing away. So they stopped. And then after a while, she was like,
the bruises, not the thing. No, I said the thing. Go on, sorry.
And so she undresses herself, and then she's like, my husband been beating me. That's when she tells her. It wasn't like a random, she got to the hotel and she's like, hold on, I'm here, darling.
That's what it was.
It's not like that.
I was like, why is she getting naked?
You were not paying attention.
No, I wasn't. Not at that, but it caught my attention when she got naked.
But yeah, that's how it happened. It wasn't a very, as she walked into the door, she was like, there was a build up to it.
Yeah, there probably was, but I just wasn't.
Yeah, and so then she was like, Ray was like, who's been hitting you? Like, not your husband. Nanny was like, yeah, it's him. Like,
And then
she's like, I'm going to kill myself because I can't live his life anymore. And then Ray was like, let me kill him instead.
No. She asked, can you kill my husband?
Oh, yeah. And Ray was like, no, are you being serious? Like, the only other option is for me to kill myself.
My question is, why was kill him the reaction? Why was that the response to what had happened to her? That's my question.
Why is she asking Ray to kill her husband?
Why is the response to her abuse murder? That's the question that I had.
I feel like sometimes people just want retribution for the pain they felt and want the person to feel it 10 times worse. Mm. And for her, the resolution was, he must die. And I'm not saying what her resolution was correct. I'm just saying sometimes people's...
It's also deep-rooted, isn't it? Because her dad...
Used to beat her as well.
Used to beat her up as well.
Yeah. So, and she wished that her father later on we find out her father's in hospital and she wants her husband to die,
and she wanted him to die. I think she killed him, actually.
No, she wanted to kill her father, but her husband kept paying the hospital but for life.
Remember, they went to the hospital and I think she pulled the plug.
Yeah, she did in the end. But yeah, but her father was in hospital, but her husband kept paying for the hospital to keep his life support on.
Yeah, so and he did it so that everyone could be like, oh, your husband's so nice.
So I think she just had dealt with so much. Her resolution was, the people who have hurt me need to die, because they're not going to learn anything from this. They're going to continue doing it until they're in a position like her father.
They could have just gone to jail. She could have just taken a picture of her whole body, because that was a map, literally.
Okay, but we have to remember what you said. Look at the society they're in. They're in the Asian society. Even if women do come out there, they're seen as to betraying their household or betraying their family because they're downgrading or emasculating the man.
For her, that wasn't the case. Her dad was dying.
Yeah, her dad was dying. But her husband is still her husband, regardless of what
they didn't have any kids.
They didn't have any kids, but I'm saying in the society they're in, that if you speak up against your husband... I guess
because they didn't show the society that they were in the film.
Okay.
Then I didn't place it together. Does that make sense? I wasn't able to see what was around them apart from them that led her to make that decision. I wasn't able to sympathize. I really wasn't. I need to change that. I did sympathize that, you know, she was being abused, but I didn't feel sorry for everything that happened after they killed him.
Okay, that's fine. But my point still stands. Like, sometimes people just deal with too much. Yeah. And they can't rationalize. They
basically just blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, so her response to it all was, he must die.
Yeah, she went from one extreme literally to the other. Because she went from taking it, and she blew right up. Straight murder.
Yeah, because it's like people who've seen people they've cared for being killed.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, if someone's willing to kill my close person, why can't I do the same to you?
Now, let's bring it back to Ray.
Okay, Ray.
Why the hell did she agree? My God.
As I said, she was willing to do anything for her. She was in love with her. Even
I pray I'm never in love like
because
that.
Because we have to remember, at this point, Ray still has a girlfriend.
Yes, 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 she does. This, literally, she was about to have sex with her girlfriend when Nane calls. And I was like,
right. And she was like, I gotta go. Into the emergency.
Yeah. She's like, into the thick of it. Into the thick. She literally went right into the thick of it. Fuck. You know, I was like.
Actually, like, you reminds me of guys who like, oh, my booty call is calling. And you have to like make up a lie. Like, it's my sister. She's in an emergency. I need to go. Really?
Oh my God!
You really did that to your girlfriend. And the thing is, you have to remember.
It's like a guy who has a girlfriend, but likes another woman. He's not slept with this woman, but he would do anything for her. It's not that. It's just someone that's using you, blatantly using you.
But they've never been together since like. She finished university.
Huh? Her
girlfriend. They've been together since university.
8 years, was it?
Hmm.
Man, I would have. Wow. Ray.
A whole 8 years. Imagine university. So that's what? The start university, like 18, 19. Another 8 years. 26, 27.
Okay, we'll come back to the initial story, but let's take a side look into Ray and her girlfriend.
Okay.
She never introduced her girlfriend to her parents.
Her parents are very conservative.
Or anybody. I think she was pretty much waiting for them to die before she could live her life. And I think that is very sad. Like, I feel like if she was able to live her life the way she wanted it to, she would have been a lot more comfortable in her relationship with her girlfriend and probably taking things to the next step.
That is fair. And maybe, but later on we find out that her brother does know.
But that's her brother.
But then, yeah, but the thing is, her brother does say to her, I know why you kept it a secret, because our parents would have disowned you. Because
she also said that her mum, on her deathbed, was like, oh, I'm glad you found a guy. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you're cured of gay. I was like...
Yeah.
Like, she had to find a fake, her best friend to pretend to be her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And that's really...
I'm not sure about Ray's, whether Ray works or not. I think she's a very homebody, but her father was very well off.
Rich, yeah.
And so, even when they run off to one of her houses.
Yeah, and that house is beautiful.
It is. And the only reason she kept the house is because her father thought she was cured of the sickness. As well. And the cards that she used, her father gave her those cards. I think she's a trust fund baby, to be honest, because her life is very cushy.
She might, I think she does work, because she was coming from work, wasn't she? When we meet her.
No, she came back from shopping.
Was it shop? Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Because even if you look at Nanny, was going to drop out of school, and she paid for her school fees.
Ray, that is.
Yeah, Ray paid for Nana's school fees.
Must be nice.
And then Nanny...
I need to find me a Ray. not as toxic, but yeah.
But yeah, when they were at university, Nanny was going to drop her because her father... She moved away from her father's home because her father kept beating her, and she didn't know how else to continue living.
Oh, right, yeah. And she gave her that money, and she was like, have sex with me in 5 years or something.
Or pay me back. And Nanny was like, okay, I will pay. Nanny paid it back.
Is that normal, by the way?
What?
Here's money. I know men do it, but the women, I guess.
I think it's either way, it does happen. Not as much.
I mean, in general, it's wrong to do that. Like, here's money, have sex with me.
But she did give a condition. You don't have to sleep with me. You can either pay me back the money if you want. It wasn't a very... concrete contract, yeah, where she didn't have options.
Yeah, she did
have options.
I call back to when they ran away together. I just thought Thelma and Louise. That was literally the first thing.
Who?
Thelma and Louise. It's a film, that's very similar to not very similar, quite similar to Ride or Die.
Is it?
Yeah. They ride off together. Into the sunset, over a cliff.
What? There was suicide?
Yeah. For real.
I should stop laughing.
Yeah. I thought that's where that was. That's where that was going. By the way.
I know that's not how it ended.
I know. To my surprise, I was very surprised at the end. Very, very surprised.
Yeah, Ray turned herself in.
Okay.
Spoiler.
I feel like she made the right decision. You don't think?
Yeah, I think it's...
And I thought it was so cute that the other girl was like, I'll wait for you.
But the thing, that girl was taken aback. She didn't know what was happening.
Nanny. She still said, Nanny just still said, I'll wait for you.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so cute.
Yeah, she was very taken aback. Because, like, I thought you were going to, like, run away with me forever. She was like...
And because right towards then, they were like, oh, should we have a family? And I was like, at the end, I was actually rooting for them. At the beginning, I was like, they're going to get you. They're going to get you, lot. You killed him. They're going to get you. And also, because Ray pretty much abused Nanny, and then they hit each other and beat each other up, I was like, no. This can't stand. Too toxic.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You're gone. You're gone. And then literally at the end, when they reconciled and they got into the car and, like, they had this conversation, and I was like, my twist. So cute. And then she goes into the shop and I was like, oh, I see it coming. But yeah, I really liked it at the end.
At the end. Do you remember the parts? So halfway running. Okay. Halfway through, they were running away, and then they're at the train station
with the man.
Yes, and then Nanny's asleep, and then Ray
Yeah, keep going, keep going.
And Ray, so he pays, he brings them drinks and food, and he expects sexy time with one of them because he's helped them out. I mean, you only bought them food.
And then he was like, oh, I knew you'd understand. They should have killed him. Him too, might as well. I mean, oh, disgusting. And then he sees them in the news, in the newspaper, and I think the police questioned him as well. But they only showed that just, you know, to say that the police are kind of looking for them.
Yeah. Well, already knew that beforehand, that the police were looking for them.
Not really. The only bit was when she went to her childhood home after they'd run away. That was the first stop they had. And they were in a house that they shouldn't have been in. And someone caught them coming out. And then that guy chased them.
Yeah.
It wasn't, we know what you've done back in whatever city that they were in. That's why I'm chasing you.
Okay.
It wasn't really. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, so. That scene annoyed me a lot.
What scene?
The train station scene with the man.
Yes. Yes, it did.
It did. I mean, was very annoyed.
I think now that you mention it, I actually wasn't. For some reason, I expected it. And you bringing that up, that it's an issue, is making me realise it actually is an issue. And
because you shouldn't see a person in need, give them food, and expect a hand job, a blow job, any kind of job.
Yeah.
For your kindness. Kindness, if you knew they were, if you bought them food, give them the food and let it be.
Did you notice how, like, every single thing in the film was very transactional? Like, do this for me and I want something back. Or I'll do this for you, but I want something.
But that's life. Everything's transactional.
Well, then.
But the point is, if someone on a street asks you for money to buy food, I just give it. I don't even ask for anything else from that person. I just give it and go.
What do you get from it? You get some kind of self-gratification for it. You give yourself a pat on the back for helping that poor man.
And why couldn't he do the same? Why couldn't he just give the food, move on?
True.
He's done his good part.
True.
It's not the case that he needs to get anything physical or
anything
else. Just the fact of you knowing that you've helped someone should be enough for you to move on.
Yeah. He came in as a good guy as well. Like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to help you girls out. Oh, is there anything else that you need? He's driving them.
Because he even bought Nanny shoes because Nanny lost one of her shoes.
No, he didn't. After sex, he gave Ray money and Ray took a shoe and left money.
Yes. Sorry, I'm misremembering.
No, that's fine.
But yeah, but the point still stands. Like, he didn't need to get that. Ray shouldn't have felt such an obligation of being like, I've helped you out. I'm your knight in shining armor. Give me my peace.
Yeah. What do you think about the love in the show? So we can talk about the two of them, their love, the love between her and her brother, and then the parents, and then we can talk about. Wait, so Ray and Nanny.
Okay.
Ray and her girlfriend.
Okay.
And Nanny and her husband. And then Ray and her brother and her parents.
Okay, which one do you want to start with then?
Let's start with Ray and her girlfriend. We kind of already talked about that, didn't we?
Sort of, yeah.
Do you think that the girlfriend was just a placeholder?
No. I feel that if Nanny had not
called
or introduced herself, they would have
lived their lives together. Yeah, I agree.
Ray wasn't unhappy.
Yeah.
She just, as we were talked about beforehand, she was just comfortable.
Yeah. It's like if the love of your life calls you one day, oh, hi, can we meet? Because her love of her life literally cut her off and was like, we're never going to meet again after giving her the money that she borrowed her for uni. And she was like, yeah. We're never going to meet again. And then she calls out of the blue 8 years later or 10 years later. Sorry. I want you to kill my husband. I'm sorry. If someone, love of my life or not, calls me 10 years later to... You must be mad.
But yeah, I feel like Ray's girlfriend was not a placeholder. Okay. She had... They had genuine relationship. It was genuine feelings. Because yeah. Even when later on, when Ray is able to get a payphone to go to like the phone booth,
yeah,
she calls the girlfriend.
Yeah, she does. And they had a really emotional conversation. Mm. That bit, that was when I actually started having more of an emotional reaction towards them
as a couple.
No, just like the film.
Okay.
Like that was when I was able to like sympathize or like ooh, like actually get into it. Before then, I was just watching for watching's sake. No, honestly, it didn't evoke anything in me until the end, because I was like, "Where's this going?" Like in my head, I couldn't justify it to myself why they were doing all these things. Yes, I know that they went through this and all through that, but I couldn't fathom it. Until the end.
I think you rationalise things too much.
Until they actually started showing some emotion towards each other. Emotions that I could believe. Okay, so when... Let's talk about the love between Ray and Nani. Because when they run away, and then their first stop, and she was like, oh, I want to... They go E, and then she was like, oh, I want to see where you grew up or something. And they go to Nani's house.
Mm.
And then Nani was like... Oh, I called the cops. I was like, this bitch! And then Ray flips. She goes, punch, punch, punch. She literally slaps her, throws something at her. And then...
She misses, by the way.
Yes, she does. Someone's at the door, someone's knocking, and they're looking. Like, everything's like paused, everything's going really slow. They get to the door.
It's delivery.
It's the fucking delivery. And I'm like, this bitch. And then they're eating and she's like, oh, sorry. I did that to test... What? I did that to test you. To see what you were... Are you mad? What? Wow. Whoa. I lost my mind. I stopped watching it there. Remember, I told you it took me 3 days to watch this fucking film. I stopped it. I couldn't cope. Faith, Chera. I could not cope. I was like, why? Why would you do that? Why?
But there are people like that who would test you for no reason about the test.
Don't test me.
But it happens. There are people who would try and test your loyalty, try to test your friendship.
That's like manipulation 101.
Yeah, it is manipulation. Like there'll be some girls who will. There was a film I was watching where there's a group of girls, and then so the girl, she's getting into a new relationship. She'll send one of her friends that she thinks that the other guy might be her boyfriend might be attracted to try and see if the guy would turn and get with her friend.
And he did, didn't he? He did.
No, he didn't. Oh. Not in this. Not. In this movie I was watching, I think you might have watched it, it's a Nigerian movie.
Lol. Yeah. Very unlikely. I've watched a few, but it's unlikely.
It was series.
My sister and I were watching this series. Me and my mum and my sister were watching a series on YouTube with Van Vicker. Do you know Van Vicker?
Mm-mm.
Oh, he's this Ghanaian actor. Like, when he was younger, he used to play, like, the lover boy and, like, the guy that everybody liked. And or he would play, like, the rich billionaire or, like, the rich guy whose parents don't want him to be in love with a poor girl. He was basically heartthrob. But then in this particular series, what a fall from grace. Like, not a fall from grace, but, like... Yeah, I don't know what happened. It wasn't it. I was like, why are we watching this shit? Like, the acting's not very good. And, like, I mean, I know it's a YouTube production, but come on.
Maybe you just didn't have the heart for it.
Maybe.
Anyway, back to Ride or Die.
Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, as I was saying, there's some people who actually try and test the loyalty of the people closest around them. So yeah. I feel like though she shouldn't have done that, those people shouldn't try and test other people's loyalty.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
that's tapped. If you do that,
it was interesting to see, because I think.
Apart do you from think that Nane manipulated her to... I think she did. Nane manipulated Ray to kill her husband and to go on that freaking race or whatever it is that they ended up doing. And I also think that Nane wasn't able to come to the terms that she's gay. Or at least bisexual. And that she actually is also in love with Ray.
Okay.
I think she struggled to come to terms with that. Because she was very comfortable with the knowledge that Ray was in love with her.
One-sided.
Yeah, but if something is one-sided, then you can't... And this is someone you like or is your friend. You try to not use them. Because you know that they'll pretty much do anything for you because they're in love with you. It's your responsibility to be that person who's not going to take advantage of someone who's in love with you. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't care. She just lets it happen. And I think she lets it happen because she loves the attention and she loves her. But I guess maybe she grew to love her, or there's some kind of fucked up, weird Stockholm Syndrome thing going on there, but I don't know.
Codependency is the correct word to look at.
Codependency. Fucked up codependency. Say toxic. Anyways, so let's talk about, what's your take on the whole thing? Because I've been talking too long.
What, that particular scene or the whole thing?
Just the whole thing.
In the whole thing, in comparison to you, I watched it in one go. Mm-hmm. I generally enjoyed it. I thought it was well developed, I think. I think the way they told the story made sense to me.
Yeah, I definitely struggled with that, because I didn't struggle with it. I was able to understand. I just didn't like the flipping to... Okay, in hindsight, with what you've said, it makes... No. Because I just feel like every time I have a question about how did she become so in love with her? Why is this a thing? Automatically, there's a flashback.
Okay, but...
explaining what's happened. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I think you're trying to rationalize things way too much.
Oh, okay.
No, I think you do that, like, you're rationalizing it
too much. I mean, I did say that I think too much.
No. You're thinking too much is one thing. Trying to rationalize things. Because the point you made earlier on is like you couldn't see it from your point of view because you can't comprehend how they're going through it. But the point is, you don't need to comprehend how they're feeling. The fact is, how they fell in love.
Yeah.
People fall in love in different ways.
No. It wasn't how they fell in love. It's more of a... So I think Nane was talking about how... What was she talking about? She used to look at her in school or something, and then all of a sudden we're seeing them back at school and we're seeing the story of how they met and we're seeing a story of how she gave her the money in the first place. I'm like, oh, okay, that answers the question that I had. And that happened too many times, and I was like, oh, okay.
But at least they're answering your questions.
They did answer my questions. But I feel like, okay, like if I'd known at the start and then it became an issue, okay, I get what you're saying.
Well, that makes
like,
sense.
The way that they told the story makes sense to, like, to that. To their particular situation.
Yeah.
So, I agree. It's fine. I'm justifying it to myself. I didn't sound very convinced, but I am.
But it also raised questions in regards to Ray's family. And, like, even though we've grown into this modern society, you know, there's not, excuse people me. Aren't as accepting.
Our parents' generation.
No, but even not. In our generation, I feel like people try to be accepting.
Because they, there's this are, thing they that, tolerate it.
There's this thing that I've been seeing where people have been like, oh, I don't mind gay people, but not close. Don't let me close. Don't bring it to me. Don't bring it in my face. Don't show me. Like, do it at a distance.
Like, just stay there, yeah?
Yeah. But yeah. I think it's, like, it might be in every culture.
I think it is.
Because even, like, some people that I know, because I'll be like, oh, I have a friend that's gay. And they're like, do your parents know that he's gay? I was like, what's my parents got to do with it? It's my friendship. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's my friendship. So what has it got to do with X, Y, Z, or you?
I was having a conversation. When I was younger, I was having a conversation with one of the people at the church. And I said, like you, that I had a gay friend. And they were like, oh, no. You can't talk to them. Like, you'll go to hell for even being friends with someone that's gay.
Mm.
After that, I stopped going to that church.
You didn't go to church ever since. I know.
No, I mean, I didn't go to church that much anyway, but I stopped going to that specific church because I was like, I can't look you in the face and like know that you have this way of viewing the world.
Yeah, because her people. Brother knew, but her brother couldn't.
He didn't even say anything.
He couldn't.
Fair enough.
He couldn't say but anything.
He could have said something to her.
Yeah, he could have said something to her to me.
Not to the parents, just to her, to the person that matters.
Because
she wouldn't have felt so isolated.
That's true.
Yeah. He even knew about the girlfriend.
Yeah.
They could have gone on a double date. It could have, because it doesn't seem like her and her brother are that close. And that's probably
not
because...
Not anymore. I think during her childhood...
Because, yeah, she felt were. Isolated. Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure there were repercussions to her coming out to her parents because they knew she was gay.
But I think, as I was saying, that's a racist question. Because even in our modern society, that still happens now.
Yeah.
Where if someone comes out to be gay, the family...
It gets a bit awkward.
Like, I can't, like, they'll be like... No.
They're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Don't socialise with that person. No, you can't.
Oh, it's okay that you've come out, but you can't tell, like, anybody else. It's
Like, do it in private.
Yeah, just, you know, if you want a date, just go to the city.
Or go to the countryside where it's just grass and no one knows. But the point I'm making is, like, racism... A lot of like questions in our society, even though I'm not saying the society in the movie is meant to be a reflection of ours. I'm just saying it does raise questions. Like,
it does.
Are we actually accepting, or we just like
tolerating?
Yeah,
yeah. And I guess I can't. I mean, if people have certain views, I can't condemn that for it.
Mm.
So, what I did when I was younger, where I stopped going to that church. I don't know if that was the right thing because maybe that was what stunted me in my, probably not. I was going to say maybe that's what stunted me in my relationship with God, but probably not. But I think that just because, what was I saying? I've lost the plot.
You didn't know if it was the right thing to stop going to church. You can't condemn other people.
Right, for having their own... opinion. Yeah. Like I just have to live it as that, and I feel like sometimes people say that is you being compliant and you not, but what can you do? Does that make sense?
That's true.
Like, do you just have to cut them off of like out of your life just because you don't have that view? Because then why are we all still with our parents? Because we know that a lot of our parents, they didn't fucks with it. But we still love our parents. We still live with them. We still talk to them every now and then. Mm. But we know that some of them do have homophobic tendencies. But we are fine with it. but we accept it from our parents. Why can't we accept it from someone else? I mean, fair enough. Our parents don't go out there saying death to somebody or wanting to cause harm. Mm. So I think people who do want to cause harm, they should be secluded from society. 100%. But the people who are tolerant of it, just keep your opinion to yourself. And just stay there on your side. Those people, that's what I think.
Fair enough.
And the people who are okay with it can be okay with it. It's like me. I'm a black woman. There's a section in society that is not okay with me being here. And I have to be okay with that. As long as they don't decide they want to kill me. Like I said, please do not cause harm. If you cause harm, I think you belong in jail. But if you are tolerant and you don't cause harm, you don't say nothing, you can stay on your side and I'll stay on my side. That's what I think. Until we can get to a point where everyone is like all hunky-dory and everything's good, which is utopia, and that doesn't really exist.
Fair enough.
But anyways, enough of the deep talk. So what's the whole take home from Ride or Die?
My take home.
And do you think that the name is a good title?
I think it is, because people are always here like, oh, my Ride or Die will do anything for me, even go to prison, which she does go to prison.
Yeah.
So I think it's
she literally killed for love.
I think it's a very fitting title for the theme of
Ride of the film.
Yeah.
100%. So would you recommend it?
Yes.
Rate it out of 10?
I'll give it a solid 7 out of 10. I enjoyed it.
I give it a 6. Just because... Okay, I probably shouldn't judge it with that, because the pace of the film was required to tell the story that he needed to tell. So, 6 still. Sorry, I couldn't change it. Because there were funny moments, but I couldn't forgive the acting.
I don't really mind about the acting. I just accepted it for what it was.
Because I feel like when I'm watching something, I gotta believe it. And a lot of the time, I didn't.
You watch anime.
Exactly.
Anime is not believable.
Exactly. That is my point. My bar is low. I watch Hollywood. I watch Nollywood, sorry. I watch Nollywood. I watch Bollywood. Better than... Yes. I watch Gollywood.
Gollywood?
Gollywood.
What's that?
Ghanaian cinema. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I watch Kenyan films. And South African soap operas. And that didn't fool me. And Ride or Die didn't. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm very aggro right here. But I really am. I am. Yeah, it didn't fool me. I was like, you're meant to be like deep in this, isn't it? I was like, give me something. Let me feel it with you. Because you're meant to go on a journey with each character, and I couldn't. The brother was the one that just, he did it for me. Yeah, I was like, what's this? What is this? I can't act for shit, and I feel like I'm criticizing these actors. They did a good job. They did. Not gonna lie. The acting was good, but it's just certain, the really, really emotional nitty-gritty bits, I think maybe to me, it flew over my head because I'm not used to the acting style.
Okay, maybe it's language barrier. Maybe if you were listening to, if you we were fluent in Japanese.
It was in Japanese. I was reading subtitles.
That's what I'm talking about. That the sometimes things aren't conveyed as emotionally as we want them.
That's true.
When we're reading subtitles.
Yeah, that's okay. Because a lot of things get lost.
Yes, in translation. Okay. So true. That might be it.
True, true, true.
So whether it was like an English movie,
that could be it.
It's easier to for us to
I'm actually an idiot.
We can actually try in English with English movies. We can sense the change.
We can understand. We can emotion, sense the change in the tone.
Yeah,
in we can catch facial expressions a lot more because you know we're not looking at subtitles.
Yeah, so it might be the case.
You have a good point.
He was conveying it to a Japanese person. he was conveying it the way they would understand that his changing.
Yeah, and yeah. It might also be a mannerism thing as well, that I'm not used to the way people from other countries
express their emotions.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my view on that. And that's my view on that.
You want my view? I liked it.
Okay, so that's our view on that.
My view is, like, go into it very open-minded. Yeah. Like, don't expect it to be a very fast-paced movie, because it's not meant to be fast-paced. It's meant to make you question things in your... Not even your personal life, just in society in general is what I took it as.
Yeah.
There's so many questions that I need to erase. Like, the scene that we talked about on the train station. Mm-hmm. We talked about her relationship with her brother. We also talked about...
her relationship with her parents and their relationships.
And regardless to, like, your boundaries you set for the people you love as well.
So, like, going off of this...
And your measure of how much you are willing to do things for the other person.
So, going off of what she's just said, let us know the furthest you have gone for someone you love. That was the most extreme thing that you have done for someone you love. Faith, what's yours?
Marvin from Three Shots.
Oh, yeah.
So he did this thread, not on Insta, question thing.
Yeah.
He was like, Mandem, what's the wildest thing you've done for a beat?
Oh.
And this guy was like, so I had this international job. I used to work in, like, XYZ countries. And each time I flew out to different each country, I flew the girl out with me just on the beat. I was like...
international.
Yes.
The pussy is international.
And he was like...
I'm here for
it. It's not like the work girls in those other countries. I just want hers. Like, you know what? I rate you. This dedication.
You wouldn't do anything for the clout. You would do anything for the pussy.
I was like... I was like, okay, I understand that your company is paying for you to move, but then you pay for her.
Mad. Might as well marry the pussy. Like, come on, what are you doing here, bro?
I just found it funny. I was reading this whole thing, right? I was like, men are mad. You're spending money for flights.
Oh my god. So, guys, you just deflected right there. I asked you, what's your...
Me?
Yes, what's yours? What's, like, the most extreme thing
I've done for someone I love? That
you've done for someone you love?
I don't think I've done anything extreme, you know?
Oh, my God. I think we're horrible human beings. I've never loved anybody, so... Oops. Maybe that's why I can't relate.
I mean... I do things for you, and you do things for me, but I wouldn't...
But it's not extreme, is it? I wouldn't kill someone for you.
I think we're very moderate. We're very moderate
with our emotions. We don't do that over
here. We're temperate. We process and move on, you know.
I would like to... I don't know if I'd like to do... No, I wouldn't. I don't think. Because you literally lose yourself as well. You don't care about yourself. You just care about the other person. I'm too self-involved for that. I am too self-obsessed for that. I don't think I could ever. But I think that's kind of what it's required, isn't it?
I'm really questioning this, whether I'm given.
Okay, then have a life crisis right here.
No, I'm not having a life crisis.
Good. Okay, good.
I'm just questioning. No, I don't think I'll ever be that.
I feel like she has something, but she doesn't want to say.
All right, then. What I was thinking of was, like, I feel like once you get in a relationship, you give. But I think people have, like, in BDSM, there's, like, a soft limit, a hard limit. People have soft limits of what they're willing to do. And then there's a hard limit, which is, like, a no-go.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I feel like everyone... Most people,
but probably a lot of people have hard limits.
Some people have soft limits where they're like, I'm not comfortable, but for you, I'll try.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, fair enough.
And that's what I was questioning. I was like,
I guess maybe the take home from this is if you're in love with someone, or if you love someone, create boundaries and make sure that your hard limits are known. Because although, like, it's something that you don't have to communicate to other people, but it's something that you yourself has have to know in your heart of heart, right?
Don't kill like someone what your heart you limits.
What your heart
if you
limits
have
are.
To think about that one, get out of the relationship.
All right then, guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed. Let us know on Twitter and on Instagram. And you can follow us on socials. OMG, what is my handle? What's your handle?
Rosie Aphrodite.
And mine is Overpowered Every Day.
You had to think about that one, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Okay, so it's We Are The
See You Show.
And we will see you on the other side.
Bye.
Bye.